This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Mitch McConnell says the Senate's going to hold a Kavanaugh vote this week, and it's a deal. Canada decides we will shake hands. So, the new NAFTA trade agreement, what does it look like? Joining us now, the former congressman from Ohio here on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. He's now with Talk Media News. Bob, this is big that NAFTA, first of all, finally comes about because, you know, it looked like Trudeau and Canada was really stuck in this and that they weren't going to agree, but something changed, right?
That's right, Kate. It's called the new NAFTA. I'm calling it the YMCA or something close to that. MCA. So I just kind of named it that. But it's a great deal. I mean, this is nothing but a win. Donald Trump said he would do this. He would renegotiate it. For 25 years, everybody's saying we've got to do something, and he did it.
Yeah, you know, you look at this new deal, and there's requirements that cars, trucks imported from Mexico and Canada have to qualify for duty-free access. That's one of the things. They have to be manufactured with 75% components from the three countries. That's huge. Also, that the work that's done, $16 per hour for labor. So that means that Mexican companies are going to have to raise wages. That is a very big deal.
Well, that is because, you know, our problem, for example, in China is they have slave labor, basically,
yep.
You know, and people work 28 days a month or practically nothing. We can't, I don't care how productive, we can't compete. So when you have something like this, a provision that, first of all, it's great for human beings, and on top of it, it's great for us. It balances things out. Dairy farmers, of course, win, and maybe some other people win in the process with commodities. But I'm just viewing this, you know, people are trying to be a little skeptical. He did something that people have been promising to do for almost a quarter of a century, and he's done it. And I think it's fantastic.
Yeah, you cannot take that away from Donald Trump. Yeah. Absolutely, I 100% agree with you. So that happens, that's a big moment. And then when Donald Trump is doing a press conference for it, it turns toward Kavanaugh, starts getting asked questions about that, and really at first didn't want to talk about it. Then he starts to kind of, you know, kind of him and haw about the Kavanaugh thing, and Trump said, look, I'm fine with the FBI interviewing Kavanaugh's third accuser. So he's saying do what they have to do. He's basically putting it back on the Senate, right?
Oh, sure. One of the national media started to report that he told the FBI you can only talk to two people, et cetera. And that can't be accurate. And if it is, the FBI would have to tell the Senate, well, this is what the president told us. So, you know, he said it can be comprehensive. Now, people took the words where he said, you know, he also feels it could be a fishing expedition where you could just go on for months with this thing. Or, you know, you could have 50 anonymous phone calls into you, you know, investigate those types of things. But I think in general, he clearly said it can be comprehensive. The FBI will do it. They said it'd take about a week. McConnell said he'll have a vote by Friday. I think, frankly, McConnell's kind of pushing the envelope. Maybe the FBI might come back Thursday and say, well, we need a few more days. I think McConnell would have to yield to that in the Senate, I would assume.
Yeah, so right. What's your gut telling you now about all of this stuff with Kavanaugh? And whether he's going to get confirmed, because remember, we were saying before, we thought, you know what, he's going to get confirmed. I don't know. What do you think?
Well, you know, you and I talked, and we said clearly, unless there's something we don't know, some huge surprise, and guess what, there was.
Right.
And I think unless there is a brand new serious accuser, it most likely will be a regurgitation of what Dr. Ford said and what Judge Kavanaugh said. I think the bigger question on Kavanaugh, for those who aren't sure who did what of the two of them, was his demeanor and how he handled himself in the committee and how would he handle himself as a judge. But I think, again, unless there's some stirring, compelling additional accusers we don't know of, they're going to say, you know, this is it. One jackpot in this is Mark Judge, because Mark Judge wouldn't come to the Senate, but he did say that, you know, that his recollection wasn't the same as Dr. Ford. Now, if for some reason Judge changes his mind when he talks to the FBI, that could be a wild card, but unless he does that, then I think they will, the FBI will come back, as Joe Biden said years ago with the FBI investigations. They don't come to a conclusion, they'll just give you the facts. If nothing's new, Kate, they will give the same facts as what you and I saw last Friday.
Yeah, this whole thing is it's just wild.
Surreal.
It's wild, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and it's what everybody's talking about. It really is. I always say America Tonight is about the buzz in the backyard and whatever that conversation is. This is the conversation everywhere I go. Are you finding the same thing?
Oh, everywhere. You know, I mean, people are bombarding me with, what do you think? You know, and what did you think of the hearing? And what about her airplane thing? And what about his, he likes beer? I mean, it's endless. And then some people are very, you know, concerned either way about his ability on the court. But it is. It's one of the biggest buzzes in years. Well, this is really the biggest thing in Supreme Court since Clarence Thomas and Anita Hill, I think.
Yeah, I agree with you. No question about that. All right, so we'll watch as this turns, of course.
This
is it. It's like a soap opera. All right, thanks, Bob.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Bye. Thank you.
It's interesting because Jeff Flake, who was confronted in the elevator by two women and then came back and everything changed with Flake and things changed late on Friday. Now Senator Jeff Flake on Monday is saying sometimes he feels like he doesn't belong to a political party. He said, I sometimes feel like a man temporarily without a party. He was giving a speech at a New Hampshire Institute of Politics and he said that you know, he criticized his party and said that members of the GOP have given in to terrible tribal impulses, that first mistakes are opponents for our enemies. And, you know, Flake called for the investigation, and Republican Senator Susan Collins and Lisa Murkowski subsequently supported Flake's suggestion, and that prompted the president to ask the FBI to reopen its background investigation into Kavanaugh. So Flake said on Monday that the investigation needs to be a real investigation and that it doesn't do any good to have one, that just gives us more cover, that we actually need to find out what we can find out. And we have to realize we might not be able to find out everything that has happened. And I think that's going to be the case. How do you find out everything that's happened when you're talking about recollections from decades and decades ago? That's number one. I mean, to pinpoint everything exactly with exact detail, you're not going to get that. That's not going to happen. And what ultimately comes out of this is what's interesting. Is it going to be a confirmation, or is it going to be no? And is there somebody else that comes forward, which I think that happens, but because there's a list, of course. And the answer is it still is up in the air because of the investigation. And what does the investigation come up with? How do you nail down some of those facts? Because that's the key thing, right? What are the facts ultimately? All right, hang with us. On the flip side, a little bit of that odds and ends thing here on America Tonight.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We are proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse is passionate about redefining youth through revolutionary products. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce from Dr. Nathan Newman. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also instant instantly ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa, Jeunesse Medical Advisor, has designed several products helping the body perform better through naturally occurring plant compounds. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee. They're available with up to 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Ever wonder how Bitcoin and Ethereum were created? Vercel Media has helped hundreds of companies and individuals make their own cryptocurrency. Decentralized blockchain solutions are making the world more transparent and giving power back to the people. Vercel Media has helped companies raise tens of millions in the past year alone, structuring and marketing ICOs to the thirsty crypto public worldwide. Don't miss the cryptocurrency revolution. Visit VercelMedia.com. VercelMedia.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
Is ticking, my friends. Can you hear it? The clock is ticking on what we were just talking about. And if you just joined us here on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney, on Brett Kavanaugh, and what is the decision going to be? Is he our next Supreme Court justice, or is he looking on the inside out? Because there's all kinds of reports all over the place. This is not a shocker. Once the story exploded, then there were going to be more conversations about that. He kept saying, I like beer, and was he somebody who drank too much? Was he somebody who was a sloppy drunk? All that kind of stuff. In fact, last week, Seattle doctor and Yale classmate Liz Swisher said Kavanaugh was a sloppy drunk in college. Freshman year roommate James Roche said Kavanaugh was notably a heavy drinker, even by the standards of the time, and became aggressive and belligerent when he was very drunk. And Roche, a guy, James Roche, said he believed Deborah Ramirez, another Yale classmate, who accused Kavanaugh of sexual misconduct. And we know Kavanaugh denied that. The New York Times reported Monday that in September of 1985, Kavanaugh was involved in an altercation at a bar where he was accused of throwing ice at another patron. The Times went to a police report of that incident in New Haven and said Kavanaugh was not arrested. According to that report, the victim in the case said that after Kavanaugh hurled the ice, a friend of his threw a glass and hit the victim in the ear, causing him to bleed. The man was treated at a hospital, and Kavanaugh, speaking to officers, didn't want to say if he threw the ice or not. So this is what's happening. Every possible rock is being overturned. Former NBA player Chris Dudley said he regularly drank with Kavanaugh while the two were classmates at Yale and said he never, ever saw him be a blackout drunk, but that they drank a lot together. So this is going to go on probably at least for a couple more days. And it depends on that whole vote thing. When is the vote going to go down or not? Because McConnell's saying one thing, and he's saying the Senate's going to hold that vote this week. So if they hold the vote this week, well, does that mean, you know, the end of the week, or what does that mean? And I guess they wrap up that investigation. He says it's time for the endless delay and obstruction that's to come to a close. He said Judge Kavanaugh's nomination is out of committee. We're considering it here on the floor, and we'll be voting this week. He made the comments, McConnell did, who is the Senate Majority Leader, during a Senate floor speech, and this comes as the FBI has to wrap this up. Though, and, you know, listen, they got to wrap this up by Friday. So I guess they could vote Friday or go into the week. The Republican senators and aides have been careful not to pin down a specific timeline on the nomination. And that's smart, because how do they know? What if the FBI wraps it up before the Friday deadline? What if they wrap it up Thursday? Whatever it is. So if McConnell filed cloture before, see, here's the thing. So if McConnell waited until Friday to file cloture on the nomination, that would set up initial vote on ending debate as early as Sunday. If he filed cloture before that, he could bring up the vote as soon as the Friday deadline passed or when the FBI wrapped it up. So they're playing the waiting game. That's what they have to do. So far, what we do know is Senator Collins and Senator Murkowski are undecided, and Jeff Flake said he would support Kavanaugh, but he was key to getting that one-week investigation into the allegations. He said over the weekend he expects to support him unless the FBI finds something in the investigation. So it really rests, I guess, on this investigation. And is it going to uncover something? That's a definite something that they can nail with that whole evidence thing, because I think that's where they're going to go with this. So if you flip a coin and give a little better odds, I'd say, you know what I'd say? Because everybody's pressing me on this too. I would say it's 60-40. 60 confirmed, 40 not. It's just, you know, it's just too close. It's too close to say what happens in the case of Flake, especially because he would be really, if you want to call it a swing vote, he would be the swing vote if you look at the numbers. And so therefore, unless somebody else decides at the ninth hour to go in a different direction, but it's very, very unlikely. I call this segment Odds and Ends because there's so much we don't get to talk about on America Tonight. And by the way, you can always jam in on the conversation whenever you want. 855-266-5283. Let me flip out the digits again. 855-266-5283. So I love this. I mean, I got to like give some applause to this, to me. Weeks ahead of Halloween, because, you know, already I see Halloween decorations all over the place. It officially ushers in, what, Thanksgiving, then Christmas, the whole holiday thing. But check this out. You know how Black Friday is always so big? And people are leaving houses to go stand in line overnight after they eat their Thanksgiving dinner because they get these incredible buys. And if they're the first person in the door, they get a giant flat screen TV for $5 or whatever it is. And they always, you know, those kind of crazy deals they have, but they don't tell you there's only like three of them available. So on Black Friday, a list came out on Monday of 60 stores that are not going to open on Thanksgiving. And I say bravo to them. Costco, IKEA, Sam's Club, Home Depot, Lowe's, they're pretty big stores. They're saying, nope, they're gonna keep them closed, because then their employees would have off. GameStop opened on Thanksgiving for the first time in 2017. Stein Mart and Shoe Carnival closed after being open in previous years. So there's a list of huge retailers that are balking on that whole idea of the specials. And I say good for them because they know they have competition. Amazon is crushing everybody with the crazy delivery that costs, like, you know, hardly anything, and what they offer online. Jeff Bezos is brilliant. He's like Dr. Evil, taking over everything right and left. Or Dr., I don't know, capitalist. But that's the thing with Amazon. Got to look over your shoulder because where are they going next? And it's interesting. It's great that they're not doing that, because why? Let people have a break, man. Let them have a break. And maybe instead they'll be gaming all night long, and then they'll find that aggression. Because then I was reading a story, and this actually is not funny. There's this international study looking into about 17,000 adolescents. So kids 9 to 19, they did it for 2 years, and they found that playing violent video games led to an increase in physical aggression over time. I mean, I wonder if you took another 17,000, would you find it? And then another 17,000. Like, we could always argue about results of any kind of a test, but those are pretty big numbers. And what the studies showed, and they were from countries from U.S., Canada, kids, U.S., Canada, Germany, Japan, so like Grand Theft Auto, Call of Duty, Manhunt, they say that what happened is you would have this behavior that would be have the kids sent to the principal's office for fighting, hitting a non-family member, you know, that kind of thing. I mean, there's compelling responses, and it's sad, some of what we've seen, but there's no 100% in anything we know that. Video game violence is a hot-button issue. It has been for at least a decade. Remember when Eric Harris and Dylan Klebold, the two teens who committed that heinous crime at Columbine High School, started shooting, killed all those kids, they played that computer game Doom. So they talked about that. And there was a 2011 Supreme Court decision overturning California's ban on the sale of violent video games to minors. The late Justice Antonin Scalia dismissed a link between the games and aggression. You know, the studies had been rejected by all the courts to consider them, and he said, for good reason, they don't prove that violent video games cause minors to act aggressively. And I bet you can find evidence to refute that, but the problem is then you can find evidence that would be contrary to that as well. You know, remember, we can look at this, and it's like a Rubik's Cube, and turn it in a lot of different directions. And I think it's sad if that happens. I think it's awful if that happens. And I think that's part of the problem. It's like too much phone, too much not interacting, I think, is the behavior that's changed so much in our world. What about running around outside and playing? How about that?
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robert Walensky.
I want it to be comprehensive. I actually think it's a good thing
for Judge Kavanaugh. Now, with that being said, I'd like it to go quickly.
President Trump speaking with reporters at the White House about the FBI's investigation into his Supreme Court nominee's background.
Let the Senate decide whatever they want to do is okay with me. And also the FBI.
This is the seventh investigation into Brett Kavanaugh, who's a federal judge, and has gone through this process six times before.
This is our seventh investigation of a man who has really, you know, you look at his life until this happened. What a change he's gone through.
The president also expressing his concern for Brett Kavanaugh's family.
What his wife is going through, what his beautiful children are going through, is not describable. It's not describable. It's not fair.
This is USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do you do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, you know, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I can't believe, I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Mail, letters, papers, and packages delivered by carrier, train, and plane, sent and delivered through post.
Yeah, let's go to the mailbag, shall we? Of course, Kavanaugh is on the minds of many, and the mail reflected that. So I'm going to go to a couple of those right at the top. Let's go to this one from Patrick, who says, Katie, I've been listening to the show for a while now. I am one of those tune-in people. I heard you say it one night. That was brilliant. Sometimes I'm on the third shift. Some weeks I'm doing the normal sched. So when I do that, I download the shows, and I get so antsy, like I want to just call you, and I remember, oh, yeah, that happened 6 hours ago. But I love the fact that I can do it, so hats off for mentioning that. And we mentioned it again, thanks to you in the email. So Patrick goes on to say, I don't know, this deal with Kavanaugh, it just makes me uneasy. The reason it makes me uneasy is the timing of it all. I think Feinstein, if there is something there, which there could be, I think he could have been drunk and didn't even know what was going on. He certainly liked to drink. He told us he liked beer a zillion times. So I was one of those people that was just kind of on the fence about the whole thing. And then I start to hear him testify, and I got to tell you, as a lifelong Republican, I'm sorry, I don't like the way he's cut for the Supreme Court. He seems so bratty and just ill-tempered. You know, he should have kept it together when he was being asked questions. I don't care about him being emotional. I care that he must have said however many times about the beer and that he was snarly with some of his comebacks at the senators, and that was unnecessary. You just don't do that. Where's the decorum? I think of the people wearing the robes in a lifelong appointment as having some of that, and no matter whether we agree with their past or politics, whatever, I think for the most part we luckily have, knock on wood, seen it. Kavanaugh ain't got it. He showed us that part of him. Forget the rest of it. Let's point somebody else, and fine, conservative it will be, but get somebody better who can keep it together and has the right temperament to be a Supreme Court justice. So I think that's what was exposed more than anything else. All right, there was somebody else that said the same thing. This one was from Emily, listening to us in Florida. Kate, it's clear that Kavanaugh is not made of the right stuff that I would like to see on a Supreme Court. Put everything aside of he said, she said, what happened at this party? Did he jump on her and then the friend toppled him over in the bed and all of that kind of stuff? Just look how he responded in those hours and hours of talking about what happened and being asked questions. To me, it showed he had a bratty boy temper, and do we really want someone on the Supreme Court like that? There are better judges, and I don't know, maybe he was a good judge, but that ill temper and that flashy comeback and some of the nonsense he was spouting with the whole beer thing, I'd rather have somebody else that's a lot classier, like one of the justices that we just lost. Come on, give it a rest. Okay, so that's two that went in that direction, saying that's what that showed us. Isn't that interesting? A lot of people are saying that. I've read a lot of stories, a lot of columns, opinion, op-ed pieces on that. And I agree. If I was advising him, and I think somebody probably was, I would have someone advising me too, whoever it was. When he came back in, he apologized, remember, to the one senator for what he had, you know, how he had said, asked her if she was a blackout drunk. So obviously that just was a flippant remark, and that's what happens. You know how it is when you're getting bombarded. But the thing is, in that kind of a situation, of course you have to keep it together, right? Keep it together, man. Then I got these emails. They're kind of all over the board. This one was from Joe, who said, Kate, I watched the whole Kavanaugh thing. I had half the day off. It was interesting because I was just going to flip it on, and I missed most of Dr. Ford's conversation or testimony, if you want to call it that, and then listened to snippets of it. But I walked in time for everything of Kavanaugh, so I ended up watching the whole thing. I was almost riveted to it. And some of the reason I was riveted to it was because of some of the answers and some of the questions and some of the speculation and some of the silliness of it that I knew immediately it was going to be fodder for Saturday Night Live, and sure enough, it was. It was like a comedian's dream just wrapped up pre-Christmas for anyone to rip on. I think you and I could have written a joke if we wanted to, probably 10. So here's the thing, you just got to ask yourself, it's all about who do you want on the Supreme Court, and there are plenty of judges that would love to have that lifetime appointment. I'm not questioning whether he would love it. He would. And he was a name that came up again and again. Do we just excuse what happened when he was being questioned and giving testimony and move on from there or not? I mean, I don't know. I'm usually never in the middle of, I'm never undecided or, you know, kind of weighing the options, but I have to say it made me decide to weigh the options a little bit. So let's see what happens with the FBI investigation. Then there was this one from Christopher who says, Kate, I'll tell you, I've seen lots of insane, crazy things, but I think that people are dogpiling on Kavanaugh. How many people drank in high school? How many people were silly and ridiculous? I mean, for goodness sake, Hollywood's made tons of movies about it, like Ferris Bueller's Day Off and so many other countless movies about teenage behavior. That was in the 80s. I'm not completely excusing it, but I'm saying that's in the 80s when things were different. You would toilet paper houses and jump in your car and drive away. Now, if you did that, you'd be arrested. And how we were drinking as kids was also seen differently than it is today. Well, touche to that, there's no question. It was different in the 80s than it is now. But luckily, he didn't say that, because that wouldn't have come across well if he had said, oh, in the 80s it was different, and that's, well, we all got bombed, and, you know, that's what happened, and, you know, you didn't, sometimes things that shouldn't happen, or whatever. He didn't say that. I don't know. Are they going to have this vote on Friday? Is it going to be before Friday? It's a mystery, as that song goes. It's a mystery at this point. All right, I'm going to move on from that because there's just so much of it that I could take up hours of the opinions of people out there. And don't worry, I'll keep going through them and whatnot as we move along. But how about this one? This was a late one from Monday, and this one was from Herb. I've never emailed you before, Ms. Delaney, but I got to tell you, and I know you will share my excitement. How about the fact that we have a NAFTA deal, ladies and gentlemen? Everybody's got to give Trump credit for that. I don't care if you were a lifelong liberal. He said he was going to do it. He did do it. And I think it's a big damn deal. What do you say? I think it's a big deal. Of course it's a big deal because of so many reasons of what's in that NAFTA deal. He said he was going to do it, and he did do it. So there's new requirements in the deal that would mean, like, for example, in Mexico, if there's labor there, guess what? They got to be paid $16 an hour for the people working there that are in sweatshops. That's huge. And then the cars and trucks that come in from Mexico and Canada, they have to qualify for duty-free access. They have to be manufactured with 75% components from the three countries. So that means that the labor, so if you say, oh, well, that means a lot of that labor is not going to be done in Mexico, that's not true. It has to be done spread across the board. So that's, boy, that's so interesting. And one of the things that Trump said is without tariffs, we wouldn't be talking about a deal, which was what he said. He's come under massive scrutiny and criticism for that, but he imposed those steep tariffs on the imports from the U.S. and the allies as a way to drive people to the bargaining table. And it worked, because remember, when all this was going on, he said he would have no problem leaving Canada behind and hitting them with a 25% tariff on their auto exports if they weren't willing to make a deal by September 30th. So they were put in a really difficult position, and they made a deal. And under the deal, by the way, Trump does not have to remove the 25% tariffs on steel and 10% tariffs on aluminum from Canada and Mexico. They say they're two separate issues. It is one of those moments. It is a very, very big moment. All right, let's move on to another one. This one is from Billy. Kate, I've emailed the show several times over the past year, and I'm just kind of handicapping what's happened in the United States and what we're going to see in 2020. And are the Democratic challengers going to have a leg up, or are they not going to have a leg up? It's hard to take the temperature of the country in some ways, isn't it? It is, because we saw what happened in the election and the Democrats' foolishness of thinking they had bagged it and they were ready to party with Hillary Clinton, and then she didn't win, regardless of what matters, popular vote versus electoral college. This is how we do it. So now you think 2020, who are the Democratic challengers in the presidential election? Cory Booker from New Jersey, the senator? Former VP Joe Biden? Senator Elizabeth Warren? She hasn't decided yet. None of them have decided. Hang with us. Invade the Man Cave next on ATN.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on healthcare by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Norrie, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit brightsideben.com and listen to Doc Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join the Brightside Ben team. Go to brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We are proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse is passionate about redefining youth through revolutionary products. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce from Dr. Nathan Newman. The Luminesce Anti-Aging Skincare Line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa, Jeunesse Medical Advisor, has designed several products helping the body perform better through naturally occurring plant compounds. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee. They're available with up to 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Yeah, we're going to the man cave. Oh, yeah. Tail end of this hour, that's where we're headed. Man cave means that we're going to do a little sports here, because you know what? We need to break up all the action on the action that's happening out of Washington, D.C. A big reminder, don't forget our Wednesday into Thursday show. We do Nail the Score, last segment of the first hour. You can win some fabulous prizes from America Tonight. We call out the game of the week, and you pick a side. Tell us what you think the final score is going to be. It's a whole lot of fun. And every week somebody gets a prize. I just am going to pick a name out of the hat. In fact, we're going to do it on the day that we do the upcoming week. So on Wednesday into Thursday, we will do that. So how about it? This is a big one. Patrick Mahomes, if you are a fantasy player or you just like good football, the quarterback for the Chiefs rallied back from a 10-point deficit in the fourth quarter for a 27-23 win over the Broncos on Monday night. He did this nifty left-handed throw, and he's right-handed. In the final minutes, he's about to get sacked on 3rd and 5 at midfield. The Chiefs took a 2-game lead over the Broncos in the AFC West. They're perfect, 4-0. Ooh, how about that? This Mahomes kid is for real and has got to be loving this. He's having one of those. He's having one of those sensational starts where he's still young into his career and he's getting a lot of attention, but it speaks volumes for the way he just goes, does his deal, and doesn't, just does it. He doesn't overly bask in it, I guess is what I'm trying to say. So, 28 of 34, 304 yards passing, and a touchdown for Patrick Mahomes. And the Chiefs rail and move on. Big week for some other teams, too. The Browns almost did it, took overtime, but they lost to the Raiders. The Raiders finally picked up their first win, 45-42. Derek Carr passed for 437 yards and four touchdowns. What was wild, though, is that, like I said, it was the Browns looked like they were going to tear this one out, but instead the Raiders ended up with the win. There was a couple of overtime games, a bunch of them. Besides that game, another overtime game had the Titans beating the Philadelphia Eagles 26-23. Mariota hitting Corey Davis for the game-winning touchdown in overtime. That was the difference maker there. So the Eagles go to 2-2. The Titans 3-1. I kind of like overtime, but on the other hand, it is kind of, it's edge of your seat. I like edge of your seat, so I'm not going to take that back. Texans come away with the win there first. They beat the Colts 37-34. Part of the story, as always, DeAndre Hopkins, 10 catches, 169 yards, and a touchdown. So big week for all of them. And when you go through the entire week, the interesting storylines included Mitch Trubisky, who had 6 touchdowns as the quarterback for the Bears. The Bears beat the Buccaneers 48-10. Ryan Fitzpatrick, a.k.a. Fitzmagic, started to wane, started to fade. So instead, in comes Jameis Winston, who had been suspended for the beginning of the season. And he didn't fare much better. I think he's the quarterback, however, moving forward. It was a tight game between the Cowboys and the Lions. Cowboys picked up their second, so they're 2-2. Zeke Elliott, 152 yards rushing, and he looked pretty good, although Golden Tate for Detroit had 2 touchdowns. But Zeke's big catch set up the game-winning field goal, too. And that made a big difference. So they won that victory. They got that victory. Tyler Eifert, tight end for the Bengals, left the game. His leg was twisted in a place. I can't even imagine how it was twisted. I looked at that video a couple of times. I said, I can't look at this anymore. It's making me queasy. Bengals did pull out the win over the Falcons, 37-36, but they lose him. How serious it is, it looked pretty bad from all accounts. He was even teary-eyed fighting it back. And surgery for a broken ankle supposedly went well. He's going to start rehabbing, but questions about his future, I can't imagine. He's out. Yeah, that's it. He's out for now. But at least it's that broken ankle, and it looked like it could be something even worse. And it's too bad because he had a touchdown. He was looking really good, and then he wasn't looking good. It reminds you how tough football is. It's like, really, honestly, it's like two trains going after each other on the field. I've been on the sidelines, and I realized how fast and how hard and how wild it can be when I was on the sidelines a few times for the Dallas Cowboys. And the speed of that game, what you're watching on the tube, just multiply it. Because, honestly, that's what it's like. I mean, it's just so crazy, crazy fast. In the world of the NBA, boy, unbelievable. How can we be on the doorstep of all of this? But we are. We're back again. So LeBron James makes his Staples Center debut as a Laker on Tuesday. And people have gone crazy for LeBron James. He's brought Showtime back to Los Angeles, or at least back to that franchise anyway. And they'll dive into this real stuff pretty quickly, just like on the ice, kind of in the same situation. You know, we're here where we're knocking on the beginning of the season, and you look at what you look at some of these players who have been there forever. There's a couple of them in the, from the world of hockey that just decided to retire. Scott Hartnell announced his retirement. He played 17 seasons, and he put his retirement news on Twitter just before, a few days before the regular season begins. 36 years old, unsigned after spending last season in Nashville. And people really, really liked him. He was with the Predators, Philadelphia, the Philadelphia Flyers, the Columbus Blue Jackets. Had a good career, absolutely. And probably the height of his career, 2010 Stanley Cup Final with Philadelphia, when he made 9 points in 6 games in the series that they lost, though, to Chicago. You might be a baseball fan, and if you are, we're into the postseason. Woohoo! How about that? The Dodgers, with a big comeback, they win their 6th West NL West title. And then you have Colorado back in the mix again. You got a lot of interesting, you had a lot of interesting movements. So you look at the final days of the season, final games of the season, like the Brewers beat the Cubs 3-1. That was the NL Central tiebreaker. And then you had the Dodgers beating the Rockies. That was the NL West tiebreaker 5-2. So pretty interesting. And now they go into the playoffs, and you got the Braves and the Dodgers that are going to be playing, you got the Indians and the Astros that are going to be playing, and that makes, I think it makes for some pretty intriguing, actually, baseball. I was looking all the way through this, and when especially you look at the Dodgers Braves series, oof, or even the Astros and the Indians too. That's pretty big. Wow, how do we get here? How? Time flies. They say it's a marathon, not a sprint. It feels like it. It feels like it was a sprint somehow. I don't know how. Clemson, by the way, barely pulls it off, but they do. They beat the Syracuse. It's a nightmare for Dabo Sweeney, the coach of Clemson, as he told Kelly Bryant he wasn't the starter. Then Trevor Lawrence, who had his head banged up, had to leave, and they had to go to get the backup redshirt freshman, Chase Bryce. But they won 27-23. That's what happens in college football sometimes. Ryder Cup, the Euros beat Team USA 17.5 to 10.5. Once again, losing on European soil. That wraps up the Man Cave and this hour. Thanks, y'all, for listening. Catch you again. Send me your thoughts, katedelaneyradio.com.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.